enjoying a green Christmas. Other than that, I still like a white Christmas. I like the snow. Snow usually means warmth to me, though, when we're talking about winter. So, yeah. Underarm, your armpit. Well, the first story was a shocker. On Christmas Day this year, Father Edward Beck, a Catholic priest in New York, was asked on CNN about the pain and suffering taking place all over the world during the holiday season. He was also asked to address those who are feeling hopeless. Catholic priest Edward Beck then said Jesus was a Palestinian Jew, and then called what is happening in Israel a parallel to the birth of Christ. This idiocy is something you have to hear. My number, at least it was to me. Get this ready. Here we go. This is a shocker, at least it was for me. No, I haven't, but I can tell you I've heard a lot of stuff about how you can't get a hotel room $100,000, maybe a couple $100, maybe $1,000. Yeah. No, it makes you unplanned and not very wise sometimes. Yeah. You want me to play that again? Oh. I think we're talking about, it was by the Romans, but it was after, so about 120 years. That's a huge concern. You know, this is interesting because Newsweek senior editor-at-large Josh Hammer said this, and he totally agrees with you. He says to say that he's making up history here, I think would be an understatement. Believe it or not. And there's one more. New York Post columnist Carl Markowitz said this is embarrassingly wrong. Do you want to read, Christy? 49, 9, 9 and 10. Okay. When they were coming to the house, it's right there on Matthew 2:11. A refugee. So the next story comes from memory.org. That's Middle East Media Research Institute. They caught, they just posted this recently. Indiana Imam Sheikh Manji Al-Kesni said on December 8th in a live broadcast from Northwest Indiana Islamic Center, that America is the one fighting the Palestinians. He explained that Israel is merely a project used by Christian Crusader West to prepare for the last war, Armageddon, and the return of Jesus. Al-Kesni stated that the Islamic nation is ignoring this, but Allah has chosen the people of Gaza to manufacture real men in order to take over and show the world who they are. He asked Allah to bring annihilation upon the Zionists, Crusaders, and treacherous Arab and Islamic rulers, and to kill them one by one. Out of Detroit. No. No. Definitely. Definitely. I think that he could be charged with treason. At the very least, I think he could be charged with that. Never, never under O'Biden. O'Biden would have to be gone. That wouldn't surprise me. On December 20th, pro-Palestinian demonstrators from local Palestinian youth movement local Palestinian youth movement and Party for Socialism and Liberation stormed a Christmas party held by Michigan Democrats to confront lawmaker Representative Sri Thanadar, who had recently renounced his membership in the Democratic Socialists of America for its support of a hate-filled and anti-Semitic Times Square rally. Party chair Jonathan Kinloch said that polite requests for them to leave fell on deaf ears, which angered event attendees, who then forced the protesters out to protect seniors and disabled attendees. The brawl that followed even featured 91-year-old former Detroit police commissioner Bernice Smith hitting protesters with a cane, according to footage posted on Instagram, an act she justified as self-defense. Smith's sons even helped push protesters out. One of them said, "I started pushing them out because I couldn't believe they were doing this and nobody was doing anything." They didn't do anything. Yeah. This next story comes from France, and it's related to bombs. According to Vleur, a man registered as a possible threat on a terrorism watch list entered a synagogue in the 15th district of Paris this past Thursday around 12:45 p.m. Once inside, he began to pray in Arabic and recite the Quran. He had already entered the place of worship earlier in the morning. The staff inside called the police, and they hurriedly searched the place for explosives with a dog. No bombs were found. It's all of them. That's a Muslim Brotherhood very popular saying. It's Islam as a whole. From Sweden, 55-year-old Hamid Fatlawi was given a life sentence for murdering his wife. Hamid had come to Sweden from Iraq in the year of asylum chaos in 2015. 5 years later, he met a Swedish Maria via a dating site. She fell head over heels in love with him. They got married after she proposed to him. 3 years later, the marriage ended in murder. As the autopsy stated, there was a total of 39 stab wounds. There was also no doubt that it was the husband, Hamid, who subjected her to the fatal violence. He admitted it himself when he called a version of 911. He claimed that he lacked clear memories of the act. However, forensic psychiatrists have examined him and determined he doesn't suffer from any mental disorder. Oh, it's part of the culture. In Sweden, you're not supposed to culturally ask questions. So that's another out there thing that you sit there and like, whoa, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Let's pray they keep stronger. I wish they would start asking questions. Is the only thing I'll say. The last story here I'm going to give is on Poland's prime minister. It's a former Poland prime minister, Mateusz Morawiecki, who served as Poland's prime minister from 2017 until the beginning of this month. He said, "We were very open to war refugees from Ukraine when the need was there. We have opened our hearts and our gates for all refugees. But this is very much different from the huge amounts of Muslim migrants from the Middle East who are coming to Germany and France and other countries who want to change the culture of those countries, those nations. He said, I'm clearly opposed to such attempts. I'm admiring of French culture, Spanish culture, British culture, but I also admire my Polish culture and I want to preserve it. I want to nurture it. I don't want it to be destroyed by Muslim migrants coming from the Middle East or from Africa. The former PM said Ukrainian, the Polish PM said Ukrainian refugees were culturally very similar to Poles and had behaved very well since arriving. And they have an estimated 1 million Ukrainian refugees currently. That's near me. That's near me. Yeah, that happened near me. It's happening a lot, and we've been record. You know, there's a if you take a look, it's happening all across America, and it's not being reported a lot, but it is happening a lot. Well, they won't give – that's one – look, they hide the names. They hide everything and everyone – there's a hint here or there, and you have to read from the hints. You have to be one of those who reads between the lines. Christy, that one you're talking about or the one that I was talking about? Yeah, I think he's got, let me go back. I thought it was life. I'm just going to double check. He got life. Uh, He did this last year. Sorry, no, 2018 he did this. 2018. It was last year. He did this. This is crazy. Yeah, we only hear this because it's covered in a particular news source that has no problem telling and revealing the truth, because all the other sources in Sweden are owned by the government. Yeah, they won't. That's correct. Okay, here we go. I'm laughing because that's when we did the Dissecting the Quran series, that's what we kept saying. It makes no sense. Okay. They ask you what is lawful for them. Say, the good things are lawful for you. And what you trained of the birds of prey and of the beasts, teaching them as Allah has taught you, so eat of what they will catch for you, and mention the name of Allah on it, and fear Allah. Surely Allah is swift in the reckoning. You what is lawful for them. Say, the good things are lawful for you. And what you trained the birds of prey and the beasts, teaching them as Allah taught you, so eat of what they will catch for you, and mention the name of Allah on it. And fear Allah. Surely Allah is swift in the reckoning. Can I? That's correct. Okay. O you who have believed, when you rise to pray, so wash your faces and your hands up to the elbow and wipe your heads and your legs to the ankles. And if you had a sexual orgasm, so purify yourselves. And if you were sick or traveling, or if one of you has relieved himself, or if you have touched the women, so you did not find water, so rub your faces and your hands with good dirt. Allah does not desire to lay a burden on you, but he desires to purify you. And he would fulfill his grace on you. Perhaps you may be thankful.
Necklace.
O you who have believed, when you rise to pray, so wash your faces and your hands up to the elbow and wipe your heads and your legs to the ankles. And if you had a sexual orgasm, so purify yourselves. And if you are sick or traveling, or if you have relieved yourself, or if you have touched the women, so you did not find water, so rub your faces and your hands with good dirt. No. Yeah. Oof. And indeed, Allah took a covenant with the children of Israel, and out of them we raised up 12 chiefs. And Allah said, surely I am with you. If you performed the prayer and brought the legal alms and believed in my messengers and Azara, I was just trying to get my mouse there and I just can't see it. Okay. Okay, and if you help them. Okay. So if you perform the prayer, brought the legal alms, and believed in my messengers and helped them, and lend Allah a good loan, apparently Allah needs money, I will surely atone for your evils, and I will admit you into gardens. Below them, the rivers flow. So whoever of you becomes an infidel like that, so indeed he has gone astray from the right way. It was with Abraham. Allah took a covenant. Come on, where are you, mouse? Here we go. Okay, Genesis 15. All right. Okay. Okay, There you go, Christy. Okay, we got Ala, no work. Nope, none of it's there. Listen to stories is all I can figure. Okay. Which Moses sent to spy out them. Joshua. Yeah. She said she had to do something, which was probably going to take her out for a few seconds. So she'll probably be there. Yeah. No names, no details. That's the Quran. And they don't even know the names of the tribes. I'm kind of at a loss for where they got this idea. No clue. Eight feet tall? I said 8 feet. Oh, 50 feet. Oh, my gosh. He's this is 4,000 49,000. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't even times it. I was just going from, is that you said 3,000 or is it 33,000? I'm sorry. Oh, that's where it is. Okay. Let's try it again. Okay. Wow. And it says it right there. It's multiplied by 1.5, 4,695 feet. Wow. Where'd the number come from?
Oh, someone made a boo-boo.
I think he'd run out of oxygen before he got that far. So if you have any questions at this point, please put a Q at the beginning of your question, and Usama will answer them after the video coming up. As you've been listening, you can see there's lots of reasons to question what Islam teaches, especially what's in the Quran. And if you're a woman, God help you, you definitely want to leave Islam. Yeah. Nobody should be thinking a woman is dirtier than dirt. To think that your mother, who loved you so much, that she brought you into this world, would think that, you could think that about her, something's not right in your head. Your mother loves you a lot, so you definitely need to treat her with a lot more respect. This next piece that we're going to play, it's 10 minutes long. Yes. Well, definitely invite Usama there. and you'll get to hear the gospel message also that we're going to share. This is a this next 10 minutes is probably the most important thing that we share all night long. It's an opportunity for you to accept Christ. If you do so, please contact the Straightway of Grace Ministry. We'd like to celebrate that with you. And with that said, here we go. We have a good number of, let's just start off the first question. Here we go. What did Allah say he made? Did he make heaven first or earth first? So Allah doesn't know. That's the point. Wow. So the end. Good question. This one's a little different. This is from Crystal Rock. Did Allah create bi? And I think that refers to bisexual. Okay. All right. Okay. There was this was more questions. I didn't know I actually tagged it. I'm just unbelievable. Muhammad's bad math. Kind of humorous. Says no questions. Just unbelief of Muhammad's bad math. He didn't understand fractions, that's for sure. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right. Did Allah create himself from horse sweat? You know what that is? I had to look it up. Supposedly, there's a fabricated hadith that says that, and I would have to agree the concept would be fabricated because Muslims do not believe he's a created being. So that would be the issue. That's true. All right, this next one. A lot of these are from Crystal Rock. Allah took Shahada. Who was the witness? All right. This next one is one of my favorites. This has come up more than once. Who was the thief who stole the red velvet underwear? This is the panty thief the red velvet panty thief that Muhammad is accused of stealing. Houston Euler answered this, and you're going to like this. So Allah can tell Muhammad the things that his wife say in secret, but can't give him an alibi to reveal, by revealing the true panty raider. I thought that was great. Thank you, Houston. You gave me a good laugh. Oh, wow. Okay. One last question. What is Momo's favorite color dress? My guess is it's whatever dress Aisha was wearing. I have a lot of questions about that too. Drag. They're drag queens. I don't wanna make them look bad. I like Derek Queen. But yeah, he dressed in drag that's what they would call it. And this is the stuff that's in the hadiths. Oh boy. That should be enough to say, hey, don't listen to this man. And that And that is the last question for the night. I don't think there was another one. Let me just double check. One more. Do you suppose that the witness thing is a response to Isaiah 43:10-12? No, I'm doing that right now. All right. Go ahead, Christy. You know what I like about this is that it's God declaring and the people are being the witnesses. So Allah got it backwards. I do want to answer one of these questions here. Ed is asking, where are the questions being posted? We are broadcasting on 8 different YouTube channels all at once. So it might not be in the particular channel you're in, but it's coming from one of those 8 different channels. And that's why you might not be seeing them. So thank you for asking that. It's actually a good question. Oh, boy. Another question. Here we go. Did Muhammad ask for forgiveness? Okay, we have two actually. I was just telling Crystal to wait for next week. We have when Muhammad split the moon, what happened to it and where did it go? Okay. And then we get the Muslim who joined us the last second. Who did Jesus pray to? I think it's simple to look at it as you have to remember that Jesus pre-existed his humanity, and he puts on human flesh when he comes to the earth. So it's not like he didn't exist before. He's always existed. It worked. It works. Yeah, we can read it. And the Lord appeared, I'm sorry, Chrissy, did you want to read? I'm sorry. Okay. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, pass not away, I pray you, from your servant. And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous. And Abraham drew near and said, Will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will you also destroy and not spare the place for 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, That would make him God Almighty, yeah. And Abraham answered and said, Behold, now I have taken upon myself to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will you destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. Spake unto him yet again and said, Peradventure there shall be found 40 there. And he said, I will not. Yep. And the Lord went his way. And as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. So Magic Shark, you're making all these statements, and I'm just going to say this. Your God copies the God of the Jews and the God of the Christians. It's not the other way around. Your God copies. He cheats. He apes, but he is not God. He is a pretender. All right, now. All right. God bless.
Happy New Year, everybody.
And we're out. Look, this kid, I don't think he's all that bright because he's just saying things that are deceitful. Jews can pray in a masjid, not churches. Yeah, if you want to die quick, you pray in a mosque as a Jew. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He's got to be a Western idiot. Yeah, that's what he said. Well, they'll allow him to come in and then they'll kill him. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Hey, good night, everybody. All right. I'll see y'all. I'm going to upload that. I'll try and upload this to Black Talk. All right. Good night. All right.